which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the Franchise Insiders, back at you with another episode of the Inside Scoop podcast. And Jill, I think that these franchises, we're just going to go with three franchises today. And I'm going to tell you why. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I think that, well, one of these might be like one of the biggest game changers we've had in years. The other is something that we get a lot of inquiries on, and may not be as good as you think. And then the other is one that is a killer investment for people looking for a great sort of franchise and real estate combo deal. What do you think about that?
Let's get into it. I'm excited to learn more.
She can't contain her enthusiasm. this first one on the list today is called Body 20. Now, we've been kind of getting the breadcrumbs on this. Well, first of all, it's been around a little while. But this, Jill, this is like the Apple Store and Boutique Fitness had a baby. Imagine that. Right? I mean, when you see this thing, Body 20, and what their studios look like, it might be the coolest place you ever... It's like the coolest looking business you could ever own. So, Jill, let's tell the folks why.
Okay. So, no, I'm laughing at Jack. Body 20 is actually very cool. It is... So, it's essentially like a boutique workout, but... they're using technology. So they use basically like electrical impulses to engage your muscles to their max ability. So it's a workout, but it's like a workout times 100, times 20. I don't know, just totally next level. And so you're really optimizing your body. Like your body can't do that on its own. It needs some help. But it's achieving what they believe is your full physical potential by using this technology. So it's very, very cool. It's a next level workout is essentially what it is.
I mean, I think this is honestly, I think this is the American dream. 20 minutes of workouts equals like a full week of, and it's so hard to describe this to you guys. Like you put this suit on, right? And just, you know, YouTube Body 20, you put this thing on you for 10, first of all, the first time you go, Jill, 12 minutes.
Well, they do like a whole assessment of you, I think,
right.
And then, you know, determine what your goals are and what you want to work on. And yeah, and then, I mean, if someone told you you can get a week's worth of workouts in 20 minutes, I mean, wouldn't you do that? We're all so busy. No one, I don't know. I like working out. Most people don't like working out.
I mean, I do too. I mean, we both
enjoy
lose
it.
Our minds if we don't.
But, you know, if you could maximize what you do, because time is money, you know, we all need that extra time. So if you can maximize what you could potentially do and get it done in 20 minutes, like, yes, sign me up.
Well, and like when they say that, you know, say you did a upper body, and by the way, you can do, you know, strength, you can do cardio. Say you did, you know, strength training for 90 minutes, your muscles move, you know, I guess like, let's say 1500 times or something like that. In a 20 minute session with them, your muscles are going to move like, I think maybe 100 times that. Maybe I'm being a little over aggressive.
I don't quote him, but
it's,
you know,
like 96,000 muscle movements compared to like 1,500.
Yeah.
The point is, you guys, is that I don't think this should take the place of all your normal workouts, but boy, oh boy. I mean, to get literally a week's worth of workouts in one shot, pretty damn incredible.
Yeah.
And look, and this is why we think it will. So why would this appeal to the franchise owner? For those of you who are a little bit more bullish on kind of emerging concepts who like boutique fitness, this is different. This is really different and it looks really cool. You've got to go and check it out to see what these things look like. The Austin, Texas location grossed 103,000 on the first day it was open. Locations are achieving, again, kind of off the record. Let's say that the EBITDA and the net on this are very, very strong. This is a concept that can easily do $1 million+ gross per unit. Mm-hmm. I think it's only safe to assume that an owner could net 100 to 200K per unit, strong semi-absentee, model. Really good looking concept. They've already sold 140 locations. It's moving pretty fast. They've got a corporate location. They were founded in 2016. They started franchising in 18. We can save you 10 grand on this franchise. The franchise fee is $65,000. They want you to have about 150 cash on hand. And honestly, they think you can. Now, again, they're saying you could do this for 250. I'm saying you probably want to have 400,000, 400 or 500 would be my recommendation. But yeah, you want to get on something semi-absentee that's really a game changer and very cool, something you could wow your friends and family with and disrupt the hell out of the local fitness market. I think Body 20 is it. I mean, Jill, did I miss anything on this one?
No, I mean, it's new, it's different. You don't see it everywhere. And, you know, look at the results. Look at some of the things they show you on their website. I mean, this is next level, you know. This is a next level gym, next level, you know, workout facility. So, you know, stay ahead of the game. You never know, you know,
right.
You never
right.
know what's going to come next, but this is, you know, it's different. It's not your typical, yoga studio. It's a game changer, honestly.
Yeah. 100%. Body 20. Text us at 305-710-0050. If you want to go ahead and register to save 10K on this, go to franchisesave.com. That's our nifty little website that has all the franchises we work with. And just you can search by keyword or by going, you know, starting with the letter B, Body 20. Next up is a franchise called American Family Care Urgent Care, which has been around for a really long time. And as you can imagine, it's an urgent care franchise. And before Jill breaks it down for you, the reason we wanted to talk about this one is that, you know, we're coming to the end of the year. It's tax time. It's time to think about diversification. And also people have said to us, you know, what do you guys think are some real bulletproof types of franchises that someone could invest in and also sort of parlay a real estate play. And I think American Family Care has to be at the top of that list. Jill, what is it about American Family Care Urgent Care that would make it a solid investment?
So as an expert at urgent care centers, as someone that frequented them quite often a couple of years ago, I literally went to 5 different ones in our area. So I know which ones are good and which ones aren't. American Family Care Centers, they have a physician in the center at all open hours, which, believe it or not, that doesn't always happen. They also have an x-ray and lab services on site. That's huge. There was a time I broke my rib and I needed an x-ray, and instead of having to go to a lab and waiting days to get it done, they got it done in 20 minutes. They have lab services so you can get your blood work back quicker. These are all actually huge things. So the fact that they have these available is a huge bonus. They have walk-in service, minimal wait times. You know, it's just, it's no one wants to go to urgent care, but when you have to go, you want to go to the best one. These guys really have the full package, and honestly, they don't all have that. They have fully certified doctors. Like I said, you can walk in. Their prices are affordable. They can work with insurance plans. You get everything there, your exam, your x-ray, the lab. They have it all. So if you really, you know, need something in an urgent matter and don't have time to wait a few days to get into your doctor, this is a place you want to go.
I mean, this is something, if you look at their item 19, you'll see revenue ranging from $640,000 to $4 million a year. Let's face it, all of us are going to need healthcare at one point in time in our lives. All of us have probably been to multiple quick cares in our life. It's a real rock solid investment, but it's not for, oh, and I would say the average net, you could plan on, you know, anywhere from 70 grand to 450,000 a year net per clinic. So listen, if you're an investor, if you are, you know, again, it's a real estate play, right? If you're smart, you own the real estate and you finance that. And then you, you know, the franchise fee on this one is 60 grand. They think you should have $550,000 cash on hand. I mean, this is kind of like buying a house. But not many houses can make you, you know, 400 grand a year. And I think this is the kind of business that you could have in your portfolio for the rest of your life. So, you know, think of it like that. I mean, how many of you have gone out and bought million-dollar homes? How many of you own multiple homes? So I think it's a really good opportunity to kind of protect your money, to be in a recession-proof sector, and to provide a business that does some real good. Now, I think you have to ask yourself, are you okay, you know, being in a business that employs medical professionals? You know, that's not for everyone, but again, it's, you have a lot of strong multi-unit investors that do. And this, you know, again, if you're an executive looking to pivot out of a, you know, corporate America and you want something that is, you know, in line with the kind of career you've already established, then I think that American Family Care Urgent Care would be a real good thing for you to look at, especially if you were looking at something like a Taco Bell, which is up next, by the way, because the investment's about the same.
They like kind of go, you go to the urgent care after you go to Taco Bell?
If you eat too much Taco Bell, you're likely going to urgent care. But also, just to end on this, I think urgent cares have really become more, you know, seeing a doctor is not what it used to be.
Right.
Unless you have a concierge doc, you likely don't have any type of relationship with your doctor. And so that's why so many people now have kind of replaced the, you know, the old family doctor with,
yeah,
with
that's, just going that's to why I went to five and in less than 5 months a couple of years ago, because they're much easier to get into. I mean, urgent is urgent. You need to get in right away. You know, you don't want to, we really, really want, don't want to take up, you know, emergency room. So urgent care is that step in between where you can, you know, kind of just walk in and show up. And you don't, if you don't have a relationship with your doctor, it doesn't matter. Go wherever you need to go. And they're also great if you're out of town. Your local doctor is not there, but you need to be seen. So there's always going to be a need for them. You know, unfortunately, it's when people are in need, but you're there to help them. So,
yeah. And you know, look, it's an industry that's revenue has seen, you know, an average growth year over year of 6.3% pretty much every year. And more than 85% of centers report expecting growth, primarily in the number of visits. So yeah, again, I think it's, if you're an investor that's sitting there with over $500,000 in cash, or maybe you have it in your 401k, this would be something. By the way, remember, you can roll your 401k tax and penalty free into a business. So if you're just sitting there in your job, you're hating life right now and feeling like you need a change, this would be a really cool thing, really cool project for you to sort of head up, and a great use of your cash. Again, American Family Care Urgent Care, go to franchisesave.com, search it, register for it if you want the 10K discount that we provide, or you can just text us 305-710-0050. You can even call us toll free 800-445-6382. Okay, next up, Taco Bell. Jill, Taco Bell makes me think of being in high school, mm-hmm. and going and getting
soft taco supreme.
You know what? I think now I would prefer the soft taco supreme, but back then my palate wasn't quite what it is today.
Oh.
So it was just a straight up, you know, maybe too soft shell and too hard shell. And then, what was that other thing? The 7-layer burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Those were all good.
I mean, they have great memories of Taco Bell. Do I want to eat it now? Probably not, but you know.
Probably not.
It's still a good late night option.
I was going to say, like, I also just flashed back to like a 2 a.m. run during college that we probably should not have been driving to go visit the Taco Bell at 2 a.m. But hell, that's, you know, listen, it's rite of passage. Okay, Jill, Taco Bell is one of the most popular fast food chains in the world. And they started in 1962.
Yeah, wow, they've been around for a while.
How many locations do they have?
Over 7,000.
Dang.
I mean, there's probably a Taco Bell somewhere where you live. Even if you live in the middle of nowhere, there's probably a Taco Bell. They're everywhere. You know, I mean, again, it's Taco Bell. It's fast food. You know, if that's something you're dreaming of doing, the opportunity is there. You know, we tend to go towards other types of franchises, but you know, it's available if that's your dream to want to run fast food, or you just really love Taco Bell.
I mean, I think it's someone, again, it's the same reason someone might come to us for American Family, you know, quick care, because they believe it's a safe bet. My issue with Taco Bell is this. It can be a real hefty investment. They say You know, if you do your research, somewhere between $500,000 and $3 million. So, you know, the delta there is, you know, probably going to be $2 million. The issue I have with Taco Bell, we all know what they are, right? And their app is killer too, by the way. So compliments to Taco Bell. Your app's really good.
But have you ordered Taco Bell recently?
Well, a couple months ago, something like that. They do have a very, very well-functioning app. But you know what? The problem I have with it, the estimated net per Taco Bell, and, you know, Taco Bell, feel free to call us if we have this wrong. What I see, 80 to 160K per year is what you can expect per location.
Yeah.
It's not bad. And again, if you're a heavy investor with 20 million and you're going to buy 10 Taco Bells, then yeah, that's great. You're going to make $1.6 million per year. That's fine. But if you are, you know, your average, you know, American who's got $500,000 and you're looking for your next investment, if you bought one Taco Bell, you'd be buying a job. Franchise fee is 25 to 50K. Total investment, like I said before, 500,000 to 3 million. But again, I would bank on it being north of 1.5 million. Not home based. You can scale this up with a good manager to be absentee. Everybody knows what Taco Bell is. Look, let's put it in contrast though. If we go back to the stats that we have, the average Taco Bell gross is $1.6 million. Let's put it in context. Chick-fil-A gross is $4.7 million a year and McDonald's gross is $2.8 million. So, you know, I mean, again, it's not quite up there with the big boys, but it is well known. And I think in certain parts of the country where there aren't a lot of Mexican options, it can fit, but I don't know. It probably wouldn't be first on my list for someone to start with. But interestingly enough, if someone did want to get into food franchising, I think where I would have them go would be to look more at like the Poke Bowl franchises, mm-hmm. which you can start for what is it, like $300,000.
Yeah.
Also, the Acai Bowl franchise is same thing, $300,000. And some of you might say, well, I really worry those are flashes in the pan. That's not at all the case. I mean, especially if we want to really drill down and think about recession-resistant choices. I mean, let's say, Jill, you're the person everyone wants to target, right? You're the Porsche-driving, Starbucks-drinking, you know, I'm not going to call you a soccer mom, but golf tennis mom, who lives in a, you know, in a upper income, you know, segment of the country, you're much more likely to go eat poke in an acai bowl than you would ever go to Taco Bell.
Right.
And, my thought is you are a much more recession resistant prospect for people.
Well, and I just think we're going in that direction too. People are trying to eat healthier, but in a fast capacity. So not a dine-in or a sit-down, just, you know, kind of a grab-and-go that is a bit healthier. Also, those types of food concepts, they don't need cooks and kitchens, you know? It's way less staff to hire, you know, less liability. I mean, there's just – it operates more smoothly than something where you have someone in the back with a fryer and trying to, you know, cook meat and
yeah.
kind of stuff. So they're easier to operate in addition to all of that too. So yeah, I mean, I think, again, there's something out there for everyone. If your dream is Taco Bell, you know, let's do it. But we also want to show you other food type of options that you could consider.
Yeah, I mean, just look at this. I mean, that's what's so cool about franchising. Is that most of you probably still think about McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, you don't own it, you know? You actually don't own it. They still own it. You're a glorified manager.
Yeah,
yeah, you can make $400,000 a year managing a Chick-fil-A, but you don't own a damn thing.
Yeah. Just go eat at the Chick-fil-A, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, whereas, you know, take the Body 20 deal. Let's say you bought three of them, you got them all up and running, and each one of them has an EBITDA of, you know, $400,000. And you get them all up and running, and in 3 years, you've got, you know, you've got a total EBITDA of $1.2 million. It's not out of the realm of possibility that you could sell that Body 20 for three times that, which would be 3.6.
Mm-hmm.
There's your difference, is that compared to the Chick-fil-A that you don't own, it's like buying a house.
Yeah.
It's exactly like buying a house. Put in the work on the business, grow it, flip it. There's your retirement. I mean, if you can make $3 to $4 million on the sale of your franchises, that's your retirement.
Yeah.
This isn't hard, folks. This is how we do it. So that's why you need a free consultation from the Franchise Insiders, because, you know, whether you're starting with 20K or, you know, 20 million, we kind of love to help people with all, I mean, don't you think? It's fun to help people with all of it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we kind of just started freewheeling here and just talking a little bit, and I hope you guys are okay with us just sort of streaming our conscious on how we help people. But that's, you know, we thought in talking maybe about fewer franchises this time, we could just sort of articulate some of the thought processes that go behind how we help people. Our services are free. We just saved one client $50,000 on franchises, another one $30,000 on franchises. It's worth a phone call to see how we can help you choose the right franchise. And, you know, that money could cover your first month or two and get you to profitability faster. So definitely call us, 800-445-6382. Text us, 305-710-0050. I almost forgot my phone number.
I forget your phone number a lot.
And also go check out franchisesave.com, because all the franchises we work with, most of them are up there, and you can kind of search and see what, you know, if any of the other brands maybe we haven't talked about appeal to you. And all you do is just register your name and your email and your phone number. We won't spam you. We'll just, you know, contact you and tell you how much we can save you on any franchise that you're interested in, franchisesave.com. Our site that features Jill and I is thefranchiseinsiders.com. And yeah, I think that's it, right?
That's it for today.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. We so appreciate your support. See you next time.
Bye. The
Inside Scoop. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.